It's been 5 years since we've been in this building. Thank you very much for coming out here again. Nice to be touring in Wisconsin. This time of year, here the weather is lovely. This week, we'll be playing Madison tomorrow. A couple people from Madison drove all the way up here. But we're very proud to be back here in Green Bay. You and I go back a long time, Wisconsin, and thank you very much for all the support over the years. You know, we put out a record called Blues of Desperation a couple of weeks ago. And because you guys are the greatest fans in the world, you don't sit at home in front of your MacBook Pro, your Toshiba, or your Commodore 64, looking up Pandora Radio or Spotify or whatever fucking free shit they give away these days. You actually go out and buy the physical CD. Thank you. Get a Groupon for Spotify, you know? So much so that you guys, because of you guys, our record, Blues of Desperation, debuted number 5 on the Billboard Top 200 album charts. Thank you very much. And it proves 2 things. One, that again, I have the greatest fans in the world because you guys support me. And 2, it proves that if 6 gentlemen who spent a lifetime learning how to play an instrument go into the studio without the aid of computers and anything having to do with sound manipulation, put on some headphones, turn on the amplifiers, and play real music that people will actually go out and buy. Thank you. I've been meaning to get that off my chest. It's been bothering me all day. Speaking of musicians, behind me are 5 of the greatest in the world. So I thought I'd take a couple minutes and introduce everybody on stage, starting with a gentleman that he and I go back almost 8 years when we worked on a record called The Ballad of John Henry together. He's done all the horn arrangements that I've ever had in my life, from Los Angeles, California, the legendary Lee Thornburg. Make him feel welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Another one in the best in the world category right there from Los Angeles, California on the saxophone, and you should hear him sing and play the keyboards. That's Pauly Serra. Make him feel welcome. You may recognize this gentleman from his 29 years sitting behind the drum kit on the last of the great late night programs called Late Night with David Letterman. In my opinion, pound for pound, the greatest drummer in the world from New York, New York. Make him feel welcome. That's Anton Figg on the drums. An honor to play music with this man every night. From Nashville, Tennessee, my opinion, the greatest bass player in the world, that's Michael Rhodes. Make him feel welcome. And finally, class of 2015, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee for his work with Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. The pride of Nashville, Tennessee, one of the world's best. Reese Wan is on the keyboards. My name is Joe Bonamassa. Thank you very much for coming out here to Green Bay. You guys rock. Thank you.
Swans, ladies and gentlemen.
so funny, babe. When you do the things you do, no. She can be dancing. Whoa, nobody loves me but my mother. She can be dancing. Thank you. Ryu. Lee Dormer, Polly Sarah, Anton Fig, Michael Rhodes, Reese Wines, my name is Jeremiah Marshall. Thank you very much. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.